Welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. Today I have got the first in a new project that I'm doing, which is recordings of one-on-one readings for you to listen to. Because, as you will have heard me say many, many times, it's really great for your development to hear readings, watch mediums work, and I think it's even better when it's not for you, because you can sit and understand it without having the emotional impact on yourself as you're trying to process it and remember it and work out what makes sense. So this is a completely unedited recording of my reading for Samira with a connection to her amazing grandmother, who was a force of nature, that woman, who made it very, very easy for me to work, followed by a spirit guide reading. So I hope you enjoy it, and please let me know what you think. So hi, Samira, thank you so much for agreeing to be my first ever live on the podcast reading. Could go horribly wrong. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Hi, Hannah. Thank you for having me.
I'm really, really excited to work with you. Now, we've just been having a chat before I hit the record button about what we're going to do today. And we're going to have a bit of an experiment, which is always my favourite way to work. So we're going to open up to the spirit world. And I know that you have asked, if possible, to get hold of your nan. And we're going to try that. And then I'm going to do some work with you in spirit guides. And I've got Andromeda, the crystal ball, out. And we will just see what happens and go for it. I'm very, very excited.
Me too.
As I said to you, don't be afraid to say no. I want you to be truthful. I don't want this to be a misrepresentation and a watered down version of what it's like being a medium, because I think we've all grown up seeing that on the TV. And then we have expectations of ourselves that are just absolutely nuts as a result of it. So be truthful. I might cry, but it'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me just move my mind and my energy. Right. So I'm aware of a lady stepping forward. And obviously I'm reaching for Nan. So it would, I'm going to instantly say it's Nan, and we'll see what the evidence brings. So here we go. This lady's quite a big personality. She's got a big presence. She can be, dare I say, a little loud. Would you understand that with your Nan?
Yes.
Okay. And she's got a big presence, but I also want to talk about her being a larger lady. Would you understand that with her too?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I feel like I'm me. She's got this big bosom. I don't wish to start off by talking about your nan's bosom, but I just feel like she's got that big presence, that big, strong. Now, she is fiercely loving, but opinionated.
Very.
Good. No, that's very is good enough. That's great. Good. So I can feel that there with her. So I know that sometimes she would drop a clanger, say the wrong thing, everybody's wincing. I don't think she's particularly great at apologizing when she drops it's more like, well, you shouldn't have asked if you didn't want to know. She's got that kind of, she's also showing me she loves children, doesn't she, and babies and being around the family. You understand?
Yes, definitely.
And she's one of those people, would you take your baby around to her? She'd tell you what you're doing wrong. This is what they need. And she's very loving, and she's almost like swiping the babies away from their mothers and going, this is what you need. You need me. And I've got that. She's got a lot of experience with children and family being so important to her. It's everything to her, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, am I right in saying that she's got family far away, overseas?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like this is part of why she likes to hold everyone. I keep wanting to grab you. It's lucky you're not in person. She's very tactile, isn't she? Very touchy. Yeah. She would adjust you. She would love you. Yeah. She would have that, you know what I mean? She puts her back on how she feels. And I need to go back to this fierce love with her, because she's taking me. I can feel it when I'm looking at you. She is so proud of you. She is so celebrating you, loving you. Fierce is the word. It is passionate, beautiful love that she feels. She's so proud of everybody. And it's really, really important that I acknowledge this dynamic side to her, this strength. I can do it. She's a very capable lady, isn't she? Very
Yes, definitely.
independent. I want to cook for you all because I know that that's how I show love. And I feel like she feeds the 5,000. Do you understand this?
Yeah,
You
definitely.
roll out of there with your tummy over full, going, I can't possibly eat anymore. And she's, this is how she shows love. This is how she takes care of everybody is. Did she cook big pans of stuff, Samira? Do you
Oh,
understand
yes. Yes.
this? It just feels like catering on a mass scale.
Yeah.
It's been bubbling all day. And these are her recipes. She doesn't move from them. She cooks it from scratch. There's something traditional in here that she is. And I need to talk about these being carried on. So people cook her recipes now. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. From the spirit, because I know that there's almost this feeling like she's watching, and you better not just take cut that corner or miss that bit out because she'd never forgive you. You've got to do it properly. She's very
Yes.
set in her ways about how she does these things. Okay. I also need to talk, has she got a son in spirit?
Possibly, I don't know.
Okay, I just feel like she's making me aware that there's a male here from below her in the generations that she wants to acknowledge is with her. So she's letting you know that she's got him. I mean, I will say this by the crook of his neck, because once you're in, you're in. She's not going to let you go. But there is such, yeah, again, this determination. She's a great communicator because she was a great communicator in life. So she's a force, she's a presence. You would. Does she sing?
Is it,
Not professionally, but just I feel like I can hear non-voice. That sounds really rude.
maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Okay. Let me follow this singing. Right now, I might be doing that thing that we all do where our brains kick in and we start inventing stuff, but I'm going to ask you. Is she part of a church?
Yes.
Okay, because it became very like singing in a church as I was following the singing. Okay,
Okay.
good. Ah, so huge presence. And the reason why she's coming with such a whammy today, because this is a whammy, I wish they were all like this. I feel like I'm being buffed around by her energy, is because I know that she struggled towards the end of her life.
Yeah.
I know that she had, not had to, but because of illness. And
Yeah.
she becomes smaller and quieter. Now she's still her, but I just feel like where she's been so loud and so vibrant, there's this almost fading
Yeah.
color with her. She's in colors. She's multiple colors. She's bright. She's vibrant, and then it becomes pastel. That's the
Yeah.
best way I can describe
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
it. And I need to talk about her struggling for quite some time here. And it's really, really hard for her because she's so independent. She's so determined and strong-minded that it's really, really difficult for her. She must need help. Do you
Yes.
understand? And
Yes.
she doesn't want the help. So she's a little bit challenging to help because she.
Very.
I need to talk here about even when she's receiving help, there's it's not that she's not grateful because she is, but she needs to sort of assert herself within receiving help because of her personality. So I want to talk here about her. Well, don't do it like that. If you're going to help me, do it like this. And I want it this way. And people go, well, I'm trying to help you here. And she does appreciate it. But she can't quite let go of control. Do you understand that with her?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. She's showing me jewellery left behind from her. Have you got a necklace of hers?
No, I've got some earrings,
Earrings. Okay. Let me
but they
just.
are dangly, so
Okay. Okay. I could see a chain around a neck. I've
yeah.
misrepresented that story. Let me just see what else she can show me. Right. She's taken me to a picture at an event. I feel like this is a wedding or something similar because she's very dressed up and there's a picture of her very proud. I feel like she's wearing quite bright colors. And there's this just absolute joy for her of being part of that. Does she wear a big hat?
Yes, very big, very
Yeah,
big.
it's huge. I could just,
Yeah.
she was like, don't forget my accessories. These are important things to acknowledge. Good. And she's just bringing through that, again, these happy memories, the being with the family, the seeing everybody growing up.
Yeah.
This is everything she wanted. Everything she wanted. Now, I want to acknowledge with her as well here some, she had quite a difficult childhood. Do you understand struggles for her?
Yes. Yeah.
Because this is part of the reason she's so fierce in making
Yeah.
sure everyone's got food and making and appreciating,
Yeah.
because this is more than she could ever have hoped for. And it's so funny because I know she didn't verbalize this so clearly in life. You knew she loved you. You knew she was a big
Yeah.
emotional feeling lady who would tell you what she thought about stuff. And I, as I follow that here, I need to talk about, she could be a bit gossipy as well. She likes to know what's going on
Yeah.
with everybody and that person down the road, they've done this and my friend.
Yeah, definitely.
She lives for the people, for the
Yeah.
interactions, for the stories, for the, and it suits her being in spirit because she gets to see it all. Now, you know that she's around you because she's such a strong force, actually. She's a wonderful grandmother to have in the spirit world because there's no doubt, I don't think. You know she's there because she's such a whammaroonie of
Yeah.
energy and presence. And she's a great force for you because you lean on her and you ask her for her support
Yeah.
and her strength.
Yeah.
And she brings it, but as she brings it, she wants to acknowledge here that you always, she doesn't bring you anything you haven't already got.
Oh, bless her. Thank you.
She brings it every time you ask, she brings it, but she's almost there tutting at you, saying,
She would be.
yeah, like, why are you asking for me? I can, you can do this, you've got this. She brings that, and that's really so clear. Okay. Right. Now, I do feel that she is elderly when she moves into the spirit world. She makes me
Yeah.
feel like she's lived a full life, like
Yeah.
it's more than she could have hoped for. And that's how it feels to me. And again, I want to talk about this long term. Is it cancer with her?
She could have possibly have had it, but she didn't have any active treatment.
Right. I just feel
If
like
that makes sense.
it's growing. I feel like it starts off
Yeah.
with a little feeling unwell and then it gets more unwell.
Yeah.
And I need to talk again about her shrinking. So I
Yeah,
feel
oh
like
yeah.
physically
Yes, yeah.
shrinks as well as
Yeah.
energetically. I thought it was just her personality, but it's her as well. And the food is important here. She stops eating so much. Do you understand
Yeah.
this? Yeah, because
Yeah.
she likes to, food's such a part of her
Yeah.
DNA. This
Yeah.
is very difficult for her. Okay. I also need to talk here about communication. Do you know if she struggled to speak towards the end or there's something wrong with her throat? Because
Yes, she did. Yes.
I can really feel that there. And again, this is frustrating for somebody that
Yeah.
talked and held court and was loud and everyone knew she was in the room and in the space. There's the to be muted in this way. It's very, very difficult. Now, she takes me to her towards the end of her life. And I do feel at this time it's expected. She shows me lying in a bed. People are coming to say goodbye. You understand this with her. Yeah. And Now, there's two things she wants to talk about with this. There is the some people weren't able to make it. Do you
Yeah,
understand? Yeah. And she wants to say that it doesn't matter.
okay, thank
Know
you.
that they were thinking of her. It's not, because that sticks.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I also need to talk about her being so loved as she moves into spirit. Her hands are held. Her people are talking about her. She is, that actually, if I'm honest, people are telling stories and laughing about stuff that she's done. You know, she's such a character. I don't want to do her a disservice by making her muted in her
No.
passing. People are sitting and holding her hand and loving her, but remembering the stuff she got up to, and there's this feeling of just loving her for who she really is.
Yeah.
And that's how she moves into spirit.
Oh.
That's how she goes. Now, I need to acknowledge here she's joined by her husband,
Yeah.
and I feel like there's quite a gap between their past. There's a separation gap.
Yeah.
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 So again, I just want to acknowledge that they're together and united, and that just feels, she's telling him, she's bossing him around. But this is what he signed up for, so it's rather lovely. They're there. So she wants to acknowledge that. Okay. Now she's taking me back to the people not being able to say goodbye. Is this you?
Yes.
Okay. This is why she's taking me back to it, to make, she's quite bossy, to make sure I get it right. And there is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not. Am I correct in saying this is distance related? It's hard for you because it's far away.
No, we were stopped. We didn't
Stop.
know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see a gap. I was trying to work out what
Yeah.
it was. I knew there
I
was.
said goodbye to her before, months before, and then there was a distance,
Right.
and then we didn't know she passed.
Right.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I like to know what, because I can feel the space and I'm trying to work out what it is. Okay,
Yeah.
so she's not holding you
Okay.
accountable for that. She's not. She knows how you felt about her. She
Yeah.
knows how you still feel about her. There is no, that she doesn't, she's just, there's just nothing there apart from love and absolute joy at the honor of watching you grow up, watching you all grow up. She's got lots of grandchildren, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a rabble, but I
Yeah.
love it. I absolutely love it. My kids are the only cousins, and I would love for them to have that kind of
Yeah.
party. It feels like a party. It feels like these family gatherings are huge and everyone's together and it's noisy and it's, she's catering it all. She's proud.
Oh,
Is there anything you'd like to ask her? Anything that I haven't covered that you'd like?
no, I just wanted her to know. I know that she would know why we couldn't be there, and obviously, if I could, I would have been there. But I think she knows that
Goodness, she
because they see everything, don't they?
knows.
So,
Yeah,
at
she
the
knows.
end.
There's no doubt in her mind.
Yeah.
And the way she shows it to me is, I know that she's ill for some time, and I know that her passing in itself feels lengthy, but I also know it's the actual passing itself is not as lengthy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But within that, it's such a small part of your time with her, and she wants you to remember that. It, we are so much more than our last moments, and her relationship with you is so much more than those last few months.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
she's doesn't hold on to any of that. She tells me you're beautiful. She, inside and out, she's so proud. Is her name carried on? Do you understand?
Yes,
Yes.
I was umming and ahhing because of her character. I gave my daughter her name as a middle
Your
name,
name, beautiful
and
Shana.
she definitely lives on. That's all I can say.
Good, good, good. That's what you want. You want a firecracker of a daughter.
Oh
Don't
God.
tell me otherwise. So
No.
she's acknowledging that. She's that means a lot to her. You know it would. You know.
Yeah,
And you know that she is cheering her on. Cheering her on.
Yeah.
She's with you every step of the way and
Oh.
is so proud. And she stands so close beside you that sometimes it's almost like you want to take a step back because you don't believe in yourself and you just can't because we hit this wall of Nan and you just can't do any, you have no choice but to move forward.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
she wants you to know that it's you that moves yourself forward, but she will never let you take a step back.
Thank you.
No problem. What an amazing lady.
Yeah, very strong character.
Yeah, she's so like I said, I wish they were all just that clear.
She's quite forward.
Yeah, she's just there
Yeah.
and so vivacious and
Yeah.
bright and fierce. Fierce is the word. She's like a tiger.
Yeah, kill, yeah.
I'm really glad that she was able to come in and just let you know that
Yeah.
there's the things we hold on to that seem so important for the spirit world are a moment.
Yeah, definitely. It just it's nice to know. They see everything, don't they? They see everything at the end, there's no judgment or anything. But my nan's passing, if I could have been there, I would have. But then saying that, just having that moment now with her, knowing actually it's not about the day that she died, it's about the lifetime I spent with her and all those other moments. That's what actually matters. So and that's always going to stay with me. So I can let the feeling, because I've had that feeling carried on for ages about me missing her passing, but actually I can let that go now. I don't need to take that. I don't need to carry that with me. I don't need that energy within me, because actually it's about the happy moments, isn't it? It's about the things you remember. And it was for her, the food was a big thing. She was, I don't know if, can I talk about it now?
No, talk
Sorry.
now. Yeah, it's all good.
Sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
I
Be
feel it's
free.
just gone now anyway, because the energy feels different. But she's very, she was Hungarian, she was Roman Catholic, so church was very important to her. But the Hungarian way is about food. They loved food, and it was about cooking from scratch and about the recipes and passing them down. And I feel that when I cook today, I don't actually, I've got cookbooks, but I don't follow them, because I always feel, no, that doesn't go with that. And I don't know how, but the food always ends up really good. So maybe she's with
Oh,
me when I'm cooking. I don't
excellent.
know.
I think she is.
But she was a big person, and a few months before she'd actually passed, she had lost an awful lot of weight, to the point where she was probably gone from like 18 stone to like 6 stone. It was massive, and it was so, and her clothing was passed, or like you said, towards the end, because someone else was dressing her. She wasn't able to get dressed, so it was someone else putting on the clothes that they felt was good for my nan, but it really wasn't my nan,
Yeah, because that's why she shows me this picture with her, these bright colours with this massive hat and
definitely. So these are obviously the things that mattered, and what you've brought through is absolutely amazing, and the picture that she showed you, I saw it, I could see it in my mind, but it was my auntie's wedding day, and she was so proud. It was such a big deal as well, but she it was lovely, and she did go a bit muted towards the end, because she had dementia as well, so
Bless
and that can kind of mute you,
her.
and with the weight loss, but she did have other illnesses going on but because she was so poorly, it wasn't worth her having, it wasn't worth us finding out what was going on, because we knew that's not what she wanted. She wouldn't have wanted any more active treatment. So, and there was no coming back anyway. It was her time. She should have gone a long, long time before, and she didn't. So we were very grateful to have the time, extra time that we had with her. So that's brilliant.
I'm so glad she was able to come in, and I'm so glad for me because she came in like whopper. It was just
She's very strong. She's very opinionated, because the Hungarian way is they do not mince their words. They will say it as it is. And it's an energy in itself. So, and it is, and that's why I don't always ask her to come through, but I did want her to come through because this has actually been on my mind the last week. And
oh,
it's what was quite important to me. And obviously, I needed to hear it. But also, you mentioned about her throat and stuff. She was on oxygen as well, so
wow.
that's another way of she wouldn't have been able to really speak. She was trying to save what air she had. So, but I'm absolutely blown with the evidence. It's you've given me so many happy memories to think about that I've actually kind of forgotten about, because I'm so fixated about not being there for her passing. So I can't thank you
Oh,
enough.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad because it's just, and that for me, it's so funny because yesterday, it's not being released till next week, but yesterday I recorded a podcast. It's about telling the story and how important that is to me as a medium. Is the evidence is important, but the real importance for me is the relationship, the story you told together, the story she had in her life. So I'm so glad that you were open and just let me explore
Thank you.
with her. And I'm so glad that she was such a big presence because they're always just easier for me. So I like those ones. Right. So now we're going to work with spirit guides. I'm gonna have a look in, I'm gonna have a little look in Andromeda and see what she shows me. And then we'll pull you a few cards and completely different energy now. So let's reset and see what we get. You know, she was very dusty because I haven't had her out for so long, since forever. So she, I'll see if she forgives me.
I'm laughing because I thought you meant my nan.
No!
That's so funny. She'd be laughing. She would be
I think she'd give me
absolutely
a clip around the ear if I called her
laughing.
dust, to be fair.
She'll say, "Samira, don't be so rude."
I would never mess with your man like that. I can see. You know, I'm not unleashing that upon me ever.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you.
Try and be polite most of the time, not always. So let's see. Where am I drawn in you? Through here. Okay, interesting what I'm seeing here. So I'm seeing two things. First of all, is the beautiful mountain that we are climbing. And I can also see an explosion, like a real, and this just feels like what's happened to your energy here. So I'd like to tell you you're at the top of the mountain and all the work is done. What I'm going to say is that you've climbed one mountain, but there are more mountains in the future. I don't know if that's better or worse, to be fair, but that's how I'm seeing it. So as I follow this energy, I can see, right, so let's talk about this. There's been a real journey with you. There has been it feels like complete change of who you are, your belief system, everything that's happened with you. And that does feel like an explosion, an awakening, a more softer medium would put. I'm going to put an explosion because it's light. And I see it just coming from inside of you and just boom, it's like a button was pressed. And I feel that that is very indicative of your journey. It feels like mine. You might have had inklings and an interest in this stuff, but I don't feel like it was so open for you. And then all of a sudden, it's just, there it is. Whoop, there it is. I can, I feel that energy coming in, and that's where the mountain comes in, because I know that you've had this difficult, arduous, hard journey that led you to spirit, that led you to your awakening. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I know some of us just see spirit from when we're children and we're like, brilliant, there they are. Unfortunately for me and you, we have to be ground up in a pestle and mortar until we're broken into lots of little pieces, and then spirit come in and go, do you want a hand? And we go, oh my God, anything. And that's what it feels like. But it's just been huge. And in the way that this light and this explosion is so huge and so big, it feels like it's changed everything. It feels it's changed your whole life. It's changed your perspective. It's changed your relationships. It's given you meaning. It's given you understanding. It's given you purpose. It helps you. I'm not saying they take away the rough bits, but it makes more sense of the rough bits for you. And this is the funny thing, because I think you've always been a hopeful person. I feel that you've always been sort of, this is tough, but we can get through this. Let's keep going. You've got that, it's beautiful energy, but now it kind of makes a bit more sense to you. You understand what it was for and the purpose of it. So this is rather lovely. Now, as I see this light, it was an explosion. Now it's just a light coming out of you in all directions. You beautiful lit up being you. You are drawing people to you all the time, aren't you? There's funny interactions, the path of a healer, where it's almost like you're giving them a little bit of your light as they go on their way. And this isn't just people you know. This, I want to say randoms, which sounds like a really rude way of putting it.
No.
You know, just people on the street. I meet you. I see your light. And so that's a wonderful thing. Because you're very sensitive, which is not a criticism, I'm very sensitive too. I think a lot of us mediums are. There's this, sometimes you carry the weight of that person with you for longer than you need to. And so there's a sense here of understanding that your purpose is just planting that seed. You give them a bit of your light in that moment, and then you trust them to the care of the spirit world, the universe, and you are free to carry on. So it's that, it's really empowering actually for you and for the people you're coming into contact with, because you've learned some really tough lessons here in giving too much
Oh, yeah, definitely.
and giving till you've got nothing left for you. And I think that is often the path with healing. Yeah, because there's an angel wing as well. So there's the healing bit. Is that kind of, we have to learn our own limitations within it, but the limitations are actually a good thing, because we don't want to take away somebody's journey, somebody's life, somebody's experience. Does that make
Yeah,
sense?
definitely,
So
definitely.
tell me this. I can see healing running all the way through your energy system as I stare at the, you. Do you work in healing?
I'm constantly healing in one way or another. If it isn't my norm, what I call my normal day job for, the National Health Service,
You're the NHS.
or if I am a Reiki healer as
Yeah.
well, but
So just all healing all the time. There we go. That would make sense. It's all over your energy field. That's hilarious. You work for the NHS. I knew it's such a part of who you are. Because you've always been very caring, very empathic, very, so you just want everybody to be okay. And that is a beautiful thing, as long as you accept that they can't be. And
No, I know.
that is that, that's the hard bit of it, is that urge and that desire, that spirit within you, because your spirit knows that everyone will be okay. And this is just a moment in the lifetime of infinite that is your soul. But obviously, when we're here, it feels bigger and it feels permanent somehow. Let me pick you some cards. Ah, lovely. Oh, hello. They're jumping out at me. So, first card is the Six of Swords. Things are looking up, a welcome relief. finding your way to a peaceful place. So this just feels like that climbing of the mountain. You've had these tough times, these difficult times. Let's take a moment and just enjoy this. Now, this is interesting. As I sit in this opening and this space, I want you sometimes, right? Ooh, put my teeth in. Sometimes, when we have had really difficult times, when we move into a place of peace, we kind of resist it. And we resist it because we're so used to being go, 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 got to solve this problem, got to move to that problem. And we've been sat in that energy for such a long time that when we sit in, everything's okay. Everything's okay. It feels so unnatural. And that's where I feel that you're at. So there's an acknowledgement of this. Your next card is the Hermit, which is peaceful, meaningful, solitude. Now, what's hilarious about this is shine your light. And look at the light coming out of that angel on the card. Exactly what I was talking. That's how I see you, but that you've got many more beams than that. It's just everywhere. And it's seek out or become a spiritual mentor. So there's this feeling here of space and expansion that I want you to hold for yourself for the next few months until I think the spring. Might be something before, but it definitely feels like it's next year. So you've got to have this time of unwinding and this time of getting used to being a different pace where it doesn't feel so dramatic and it doesn't feel so big and it doesn't feel so weighty. And as you move past that, there's going to be this more development for you. More development for you, more opening up for you, more expansion for you. But it's going to be different this time because rather than fulfilling a need of making sense of what you've been through, this time it's for the joy of it, for the excitement of it, for that, oh my freaking God, they're there of it, if that
Love
makes sense.
it. Yes, definitely.
So it feels really, really beautiful. And again, I put the one that jumped out was the Queen of, who is she? The Queen of Something Cups. And she is. Deep psychic insights, caring for others, but forgetting to take care of yourself. This is where you've been, trusting your intuition. So she feels like she brings this. Oh, she's a queen, she's regal, but there's a calmness with her. She's in control, she's in charge, she's in power. She can trust her instincts and know the decisions that she's making are the right ones. And that's where I feel your next work is, tuning into that. So, got any questions that you would like answered from your guides while I've got their attention?
I just want to know, is the path of healing, is that just going to be my path, or am I going to be expanding further? So obviously I am quite psychic as well, which is great, but is it going to be any more than that? Will it be like, you've got your mediumship, you've got your physical mediumship, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Sorry that I wasn't clear on that because that's how I was seeing it.
Oh,
So,
sorry.
no, that's fine. You need to call me out on these things because I'm having this experience and the words are coming out of my mouth. I can't remember what I've said 30 seconds later. Exactly that.
Brilliant.
The funny thing is, I think all mediumship is healing. For me, this is how I came to it. I connected with spirit guides for myself. Then I did my Reiki qualifications. Then I wanted to heal people. Then, as I was healing people, I was just aware that there were spirits, not to communicate, but just getting involved, which opened me up to mediumship. And it is all healing. It's all about healing. Again, in the way that spirit always do, there's this sense of what do you want? Because if you accept that it's all available to you, then what would you be choosing if you weren't waiting for permission? So absolutely, there's mediumship there for you. There's enhanced psychic abilities. You've already got that. You're already working with that in your intuitive healing that you do. Even when you're not doing a healing session, this is in your day-to-day life. You are working with that psychic intuition all the time. So it's more, what would you like to do next? Where would you like to take it? How would you like to develop it? Now let me pull you a couple, two. Right. Ten of coin, passing on knowledge, pride in the family tree. I'm not surprised that that's popped out here. It feels like peace and contentment, financial security. So this feels like the space to explore because the human needs are met, which gives you that freedom to be able to look. But we've also got the Knight of Wands here, which is trust your instincts, stay focused, be passionate, confident. So it's following what lights you up. And that is the biggest thing that we all have problems with. We go, well, I want to do this. And the spirit world go do it, and then we go, but can I though? And they,
Yeah, that's me. That's
well,
me.
yeah, that's all of us, I think. That's why all mediums go for readings because we get up in our own heads and go, I'm not sure anymore. So it just feels like a huge opportunity, and it's like the slate has been wiped clear, clean, whatever what you want to use it. And this is where I see your second mountain because, as you know, the spiritual development path is not an easy path, but it's very fulfilling, and I would recommend it to anybody. And this feels like the next hurdle for you to climb is opening up to that, taking that leap, being brave, working with other people, and developing that. But you know, they're just putting in a little nag as they do here. You know that you're going to need to be brave and push out of your comfort zone to get the result
Yes.
that you want. That you're not going to get it being comfy.
No.
He says, like a prophet of doom, wah-ha-ha. But that's how it feels. Does that all make sense?
Yes, it perfect sense.
Good.
Perfect.
It feels exciting. It feels like opportunity. I keep hearing that song from the new Annie film, Opportunity. It just feels like you've got this expanse, and in that it's kind of overwhelming because you've been directed down such a tight road so far to get to a bit where you're like, what do I do now? And they're like, woo. I can understand your resistance, but it feels amazing. So just go for it. There's as much there for you as you want.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much. Thank you for holding such a easy, wonderful space for me to work in. It's been an absolute joy.
Oh, thank you, Hannah. Just yeah, I'm absolutely beaming at the moment.
Good.
Just yeah, it's lovely energy. It's beautiful. Thank
Yeah,
you.
well, you brought that. It hit me as soon as you came in the Zoom room. I was like, oh, here we are. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Hannah.